making sense of time and space, has presented problems for people throughout human history. Whether perceived as absolute or relative, the way time and space are internalized varies actually from culture to culture. For English speakers like me, or speakers of other languages that are written from left to right, if we're asked to visualize a series of events, we'll imagine a timeline that starts in the past on our left and runs through a future off to our right, just like the written word. And for Hebrew and Arabic speakers who write from right to left, their timeline runs in the opposite direction. And there's an indigenous community in Australia for whom cardinal direction, compass bearing, is central to the way they organize reality. And for them, the past is imagined on a timeline that always begins in the east, moving off into a future in the west. We humans, we've learned to organize and make sense of it all in all kinds of different ways. And I'm thinking about this today because this Feast of All Saints is a marker on our liturgical timeline. It's a marker, a point in time in which we are particularly mindful of all those who have died. This marker orients us to our world around us and to the larger history in which our world sits. And it orients us within our own stories, which tell of those we have lost and how long we have been without them. As I think of my own timeline this morning, I see many markers, points in time at which people in my own life have died. Those I've lost recently, just to my left, then going on and further back into my childhood, I see the lives of others marked, and further on still, others. There are markers on my imagined timeline that go beyond the beginning of my own life, back further into the years and decades and centuries even that preceded me. It is a very long imagined timeline, and it covers quite the distance. But on days like today, that great distance, that separation between those marked dates, between me and the people on my timeline, the separations, the distance, it just doesn't feel useful. And so I allow the distance to dissolve, the timeline to collapse, instead inviting into my understanding something of an eternal present, in which all who have been and all of us who are, in some sense, coexist. We may be separated in space, but we are inseparable in the spirit. And I can sense the ineffable joy in that, and I can feel the great love held in that. My internalized timeline is a useful way for me to navigate my physical, material existence. But I just don't believe it's the best way for me to honor the actual fullness of life, which absolutely includes an abundant spiritual reality. Spiritual reality can be all too easily focused, confined, limited by our language conventions in a world where we focus on those things that are material, physical. It narrows the description of the world we live in. Material things, objects, they're very easily organized, separated. But our lives, all of our lives, they're not objects. There is no possible measurable distance, no possible observable separation between us, between any of us and God. So may we allow moments such as these, markers of time such as this one, to fire up our creativity. The spiritual separation between us and those we've loved and see no longer does not increase as time passes. And days such as this prompt us to allow those imagined separations to dissolve. As we speak, the spiritually expansive and descriptive words of prayer and liturgy, we articulate together a truth that defies our practical cultural conventions. This life is not an entirely material thing, and so it cannot be an object tidily organized in space and time. Right before the gospel reading we just heard, the writer of Luke tells us that Jesus came down and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people. To teach us, Jesus uses his whole self. He moves his body to ensure he is amongst all the people, dissolving those imagined separations that had arisen as ways of organizing society. Organizing society through the use of distance. Organizing people's lives by power, by class, by nation, by difference. Putting some of us together and placing distance between, separating others. Jesus uses his own body to teach us that these separations also are arbitrary, learned. And he calls us to learn and practice a different way, his way. Shortly we'll gather around the font on a level place, all of us together, those in the room and those we carry in our hearts, in our memories, that great cloud of witnesses. As we open ourselves to God's presence and to one another, we practice here, letting go of our learned ways of placing distance between us, of imagining, of using distance as a way of organizing the world and our experience of living within it. We practice here, letting go of the separations that we impose on the world, that we perpetuate through our systems and our conventions and our habits. In this place, we are made through baptism as one inseparable communion in this glorious and mystical body of Christ. In a few moments on that level place, all of us together, we will welcome three beloveds into that reality. That reality where nothing, neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, where nothing separates us. Nothing separates us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.